Hello, it's Samara here. I'm at the Royal College of Music following tonight's pre-prom talk. I'm with Millicent Hodson, and this is an amazing woman because she's actually recreated the original Nijinsky's original choreography for The Rite of Spring. Now, the premiere of The Rite of Spring, it was quite an event, wasn't it? Everybody hears about this riot that happened. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, we know that for sure people were blowing whistles and they were shouting, and ladies were attacking others, ladies with hatpins. I mean, there are all these wonderful stories told by Jean Cocteau, Florence Schmidt, many of these composers and artists that were there, as well as people writing memoirs. But the most extraordinary accounts are really in the press, because it was such an event that even the people who were there to review the ballet had to comment on what happened. Some were quite ashamed of the French public that this would happen, and others said they were perfectly justified in making a fuss. So it was about 50-50, the overall plus or minus, did they love it or did they hate it, quotient. But the thing that was really disturbing is that the dancers had a great deal of trouble. A docudrama that was made by the BBC in 2006, which my husband and I, who did the reconstruction, worked on with them, called Riot at the Rite.
And I've read that, actually.
Yes, and there are parts of it on YouTube, I think, so
yeah.
People can see how the riot was reconstructed. Mm. The story is not absolutely accurate, but at least there's some feeling of what the riot would have been. And the biggest problem, of course, was that the furor in the audience made it impossible for the dancers to hear. And the counting of the music is very complex, and so this was the great trauma for the dancers, was to try to carry on with the noise from the public at the same time. But they did persevere to the very end. And really, Stravinsky himself always said his great praise went to Montu, Pierre Montu, the conductor.
Yeah.
Because he absolutely would not give in to the pressure from the crowd.
Yeah.
He just kept conducting exactly as he had agreed.
And I have to say, actually, my parents, I was very spoiled as a child, because my parents actually had an LP recording of Montu conducting The Rite of Spring. And to this day, it's the only piece of music that has ever literally made my hair stand on end. I actually felt the hairs on my arms start to stand on end. So this is an incredible piece. And if you can't make it to the Albert Hall, do listen on Radio 3, because it's going to be awesome. And thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.